Thank you so much. You indeed have joined the good stuff. We're delighted that you're here. Let's kick it off by, well, first off, should we give him a little teaser, Mike?
Sure.
We've got Jim Thompson coming up, so make sure you stay tuned for the legend. Until then, let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Unlike any other publication, Tri-State Livestock News is a comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're the cattleman's publication, no exception. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Check out things to do at visitvalentine.com. Some things coming up this fall. It's a Moonlight Madness. We'll have a holiday preview, Shop Small Town Saturday, Black Friday, Christmas Parade of Lights. Yep, a whole lot more going on, and maybe some ice fishing a little bit later on. So check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And as I mentioned, our special guest today, may I present Jim Thompson.
I went to a farm equipment auction today just to look around. That's it. Just to see what they had. You know how that goes. 5 minutes in, I realized I'd stepped right into a redneck version of the stock market. The auctioneer's talking faster than my brain can process, and every guy in a Carhartt jacket looks like he's training for the Indy 500 of bidding. There's this one old boy in bibs yelling numbers before the auctioneer even asks for them. Another guy's got a notepad out like he's keeping track of his investments, but I swear he doesn't even know what's being sold. He's just nodding and bidding like a man possessed. One fellow next to me leans over and says, "Don't scratch your face or you'll buy a hay rake." I laughed. Then a guy across the way sneezed and the auctioneer yelled, "Sold!" So now I'm not so sure he was kidding. Then comes a fine line of equipment that looks like it's survived four generations, two tornadoes, and one really bad marriage. Rusty, squeaky, but every piece, quote, has a good story behind it, end quote, according to the guy selling it. He says that about everything, good old piece right here, like he's auctioning off history itself. A skid steer rolls by with more hydraulic leaks than my grandpa's knees. Someone yells, "Runs good," like that fixes everything. It sold for way too much. The crowd cheered like they'd just watched a touchdown. There was also this fellow with a beard so long he could have used it as a chin strap, telling anyone who'd listen, "If you want to buy, buy early before the smart ones sober up." That's actual financial advice at a farm auction. Meanwhile, a woman in camo boots is arguing with her husband because he bid on a log splitter they already own. His defense? This one's newer. It wasn't. By the end of the day, nobody's walking out rich, but everybody's grinning like they just won something. The auctioneer's voice is shot, people are shaking hands over rusty metal, and someone's kid is still running in circles pretending to drive a tractor. I left with empty hands but a full brain, because watching these folks go at it was like attending church for the mechanically inclined. Passion, commitment, and absolutely no logic. Moral of the story? A farm auction is where common sense goes to die and good stories are born. And I'll probably go again next weekend.
Certainly good to hear from our friend and yours, Jim Thompson, here on the Good Stuff program. Kim, what do you have else to share today?
This here burglar broke into a house and started filling his bag with goods when suddenly someone screamed, "Jesus is watching you!" The burglar jumped, swung his flashlight around, and lit up a parrot in the cage. "I'm Moses," squawked the parrot. "Who in the world would name a bird Moses?" the burglar snorted. The parrot squawked, "The same fella that named his pit bull Jesus."
Oh, that'll get your attention.
Yeah, it's an old one, but it's still funny. We can't help but laugh at it. Good decisions come from experience. Experience comes from making bad decisions.
That's true. A lot of times that's true.
Yes. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete.
Oh, also good advice.
There you go. And let me throw in one more. If you think you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't want to do that.
Indeed, that'll drive you nuts. Oh, wait, I think I've got time. I'm going to toss this one in too. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. Winston Churchill said that.
A wise man, and you heard it here on The Good Stuff.